Art Deco was a geometric architectural style from the late 1920s and 30s that is surprisingly prevalent in the Texas Panhandle, thanks to an architect named Guy Anton Carlander. Though recognized for his work in Texas, Carlander was born in 1888 in Pratt, Kansas, and was educated at two Kansas schools, Ottawa University and the University of Kansas. But after graduating, he left the Sunflower State for the big city of Chicago, where he took classes at the Art Institute and worked in the architectural department of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad. During World War II, he enlisted in the Army and supervised construction and manufacturing for the U.S. Army Flame and Gas Division in Edgewood, Maryland. After the war, he opened his own architectural office in Amarillo in 1920. As a result of his work with the Santa Fe Railroad, Carlander was commissioned to design three railway employees' hospitals in Los Angeles, Topeka, and Albuquerque. But the majority of Carlander's work can be found in Texas, as one of his goals in life was to make Amarillo the biggest and most stylish city between Dallas and Denver. His use of the Art Deco decoration and elements of the earlier style of Prairie School architecture can be found in many of his designs. One of his earliest projects was the Fisk Building in downtown Amarillo, a mid-1920s high-rise of red brick with terracotta ornamental trim. With the White and Kirk Building, Carlander developed a style called Pueblo Deco, which utilized Native American and Southwestern themes in the decoration, such as the border of yucca plants included in the exterior. In 1930, Carlander served on Amarillo's first Planning and Zoning Commission. He helped improve Llano Cemetery and donated his services in designing and constructing the cemetery's administration building, superintendent's home, and pump house. This project is one of the most interesting of his works, featuring rambling borders of brickwork and interiors featuring carved beams and impressive artwork. You can see examples of this project on our website at hppr.org. In 1932, Carlander built his permanent studio on Bushland Boulevard, and during the ensuing period, his work became transformed to reflect a developing individual style. Clearly influenced by the modernistic style and Art Deco, he made judicious use of decoration. Many public buildings in the Panhandle bear Carlander's name as designer, including various courthouses, schools, churches, and the first public hospital in Amarillo, Northwest Texas Hospital. In the early 1930s, while Palo Duro Canyon was still under the National Park Service, this architectural pioneer designed and supervised construction of El Coronado Lodge on the canyon rim. He later joined in the efforts to make Palo Duro a state park. He was also a longtime member of the Panhandle Plains Historical Society, and many of his papers, plans, notes, and photographs have been reposited with the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum Research Center. During his career, Carlander demonstrated a commitment to the community through design. Later in his life, he and his wife Mary traveled, and he closed his office in 1972. Guy Carlander died on April 19, 1975, and is buried near one of his architectural landmarks in Llano Cemetery. Information used in the writing of this story was provided by the Llano Cemetery Association and the Amarillo Globe News. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Carol Geyer.